Lutheran Radio UK presents Love Letters, a study on the Apostle Paul's Epistle to the Romans with Pastor Arno Bessel.
My name is Arno Bessel. I am pastor of St. Peter's Lutheran Church in Plymouth. It is a pleasure to have you listening to Lutheran Radio UK. Welcome to Love Letters. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. This series of studies explores the letter of the Apostle Paul written to the Romans. So far, we have covered 13 chapters. If you missed any of the previous studies, you still have access to them. The podcast of our studies is available for download. All you need to do is to go to lutheranradio.co.uk, find podcasts, and select Love Letters. In our previous study, we said that God, the supreme authority, instituted civil authorities for the well-being of citizens. We shall obey authorities and fulfill our duties in regard to paying taxes and revenue, as well as paying respect and honor. We also talked about our relationship with our neighbor. All that is expected in God's law is that we love our neighbor as ourselves, for love is the fulfillment of the law. Let us remind ourselves of the following. God does not want to make our life miserable by imposing on us a long list of hard duties to fulfill. On the contrary, first of all, God assures us of what He did and does for us, how He loves us in Christ Jesus, how He establishes a peaceful relationship with us, how He adopts us as His own through faith, and how He prepares us to live a new life. God gave us faith in Jesus Christ, and this faith does not take holiday. Rather, faith is active in love. Today's study will once again indicate how the Christian faith is joyfully put into practice in our relationship with our neighbor. Let us then reflect on the theme, Unity by Mutual Acceptance and Support. Listen to what the Apostle Paul writes in his letter to the Romans, chapter 14, verses 1 to 12.
As for the one who is weak in faith, welcome him, but not to quarrel over opinions. One person believes he may eat anything, while the weak person eats only vegetables. Let not the one who eats despise the one who abstains, and let not the one who abstains pass judgment on the one who eats, for God has welcomed him. Who are you to pass judgment on the servant of another? It is before his own master that he stands or falls, and he will be upheld, for the Lord is able to make him stand. One person esteems one day as better than another, while another esteems all days alike. Each one should be fully convinced in his own mind. The one who observes the day observes it in honor of the Lord. The one who eats, eats in honor of the Lord, since he gives thanks to God, while the one who abstains, abstains in honor of the Lord and gives thanks to God. For none of us lives to himself, and none of us dies to himself. If we live, we live to the Lord. And if we die, we die to the Lord. So then, whether we live or whether we die, we are the Lord's. For to this end Christ died and lived again, that he might be both Lord of the dead and of the living. Why do you pass judgment on your brother? Or you, why do you despise your brother? For we will all stand before the judgment seat of God. For it is written, As I live, says the Lord, every knee shall bow to me, and every tongue shall confess to God. So then each of us will give an account of himself to God.
This text sounds like a discussion about healthy and unhealthy eating, or when and what food to eat or avoid.
It may sound so, but this is not the point. To understand what St. Paul is saying, we need to identify the readers of Paul's letter and their cultural and religious background. The Christian community of Rome was made up of Gentiles and Jews. Each of them still cherished certain opinions, beliefs, and feelings gotten in the past. As the Christian faith brought Jews and Gentiles together in one community, clashes between both were likely to take place and division could easily settle in. To avoid disruption, the Apostle Paul deals with some of the sensitive issues which could cause trouble. The aim of Paul is to assure unity by encouraging the Christians to accept differences among them and to support each other.
What were some of the sensitive issues among the Romans?
They were food and holidays. Yeah, food and holidays. The Christian Jews had been educated in the teachings of the Old Testament of the Bible. Accordingly, they should not consume the meat of certain animals, as camels, for example, neither fish without fins and scales, nor certain birds, as the eagle and the falcon. Likewise, no blood should ever be consumed. Besides food restrictions, certain days should be observed in Old Testament times. The Sabbath, being the seventh day of the week, should be kept holy by resting from work and worshiping God. So also the Passover, the Feast of the First Fruits, the Feast of the Weeks, and other festive days should be observed. All these regulations and observances played an important role in Old Testament times, pointing to the coming Messiah, Jesus Christ. Once the Messiah arrived, these regulations and observances had done their job and became obsolete, which means that the Christians in Rome in Paul's time and Christians in general to this day are not bound anymore to these Old Testament rules. Jesus declared all foods clean, and he has freed us from the requirements to observe certain holidays.
What then is the conclusion?
The conclusion is that there is Christian freedom, a freedom obtained by Christ. The issues concerning food and holidays are not issues of right and wrong, but are opinions on matters now debatable. One may continue to abstain from certain foods and observe certain festivals according to the Old Testament, or one may not. No rules should be imposed. It is a matter of Christian freedom. Differences of opinions shall be accepted and respected. There is no place for passing judgment on others. St. Paul says, "Let no one who eats despise the one who abstains, and let no one who abstains pass judgment on the one who eats, for God has welcomed him. Who are you to pass judgment on the servant of another? It is before his own master that he stands or falls, and he will be upheld, for the Lord is able to make him stand." Paul continues, saying, "Why do you pass judgment on your brother? Or you, why do you despise your brother? For we will all stand before the judgment seat of God. For it is written, 'As I live, says the Lord, every knee shall bow to me, and every tongue shall confess to God.' So then, each of us will give an account of himself to God." You see, no one has been nominated nor shall nominate himself or herself as judge. The role of judging someone right or wrong in matters pertaining to Christian freedom definitely does not pertain to us. If I have a certain opinion on a matter of Christian freedom, I shall not condemn someone else who holds a different opinion on the same matter. The one and the only one who judges is God. By the way, each of us will give an account of himself to God.
Today there may be other debatable issues on which Christians have different opinions.
Certainly. Today it may not be food or holidays that cause trouble and division among Christians, but there are other issues which become problematic. Sometimes insignificant matters or practices which became tradition in Christian churches stir up angry debates. Some people would like to remove certain traditional practices and introduce new practices. Others defend the position of maintaining tradition and doing things as they always have been done. So matters of Christian freedom become motives of judgment and can lead to division.
How can these issues be handled in an acceptable way?
The Apostle Paul points to brotherly love and to mutual acceptance of differences. In the end, what really matters is that whatever is done or left undone brings honor to God. Whether certain traditions are kept or removed, whether new practices are introduced among Christians, the aim is not to please ourselves. The aim is to live in unity and to the honor of God. The apostle reminds us, if we live to the Lord, and if we die, we die to the Lord. So then, whether we live or whether we die, we are the Lord's. For to this end Christ died and lived again, that he might be Lord both of the dead and of the living. We will be back after a short break. Please stay with us.
Careful now, children. Have a good weekend and don't forget to bring your homework on Monday morning.
Hey, Gabby, do you want to come and play with us?
Cool. When?
Sunday morning.
Sorry, I can't. I got Sunday school.
School on Sunday? Don't you get bored?
Do I get bored of learning how much Jesus loves me? Of course not.
How about homework?
I love it, because Sunday school is about Jesus' work for us.
Bring your children to Sunday school. Our Sunday schools are all about Jesus and to all God's children. Find out where your nearest Lutheran congregation is on lutheran.co.uk.
The British Lutheran is the magazine of the Evangelical Lutheran Church of England. Published 6 times per year, it looks at topical issues as well as local and international Lutheran news. The magazine also provides a forum for viewpoints and opinions that help us all consider what following Jesus means today. If you would like a free copy of the British Lutheran, contact the ELCE Central Office in Cambridge on central@lutheran.co.uk and ask for a copy to be sent to you. The British Lutheran, the magazine of the ELCE.
You are listening to Lutheran Radio UK, all about Christ and to all God's people.
Welcome back to Love Letters. You are listening to Lutheran Radio UK. I'm Arno Bessel, pastor of St. Peter's Lutheran Church in Plymouth. We are studying St. Paul's letter to the Romans. We have talked so far in this study about accepting different opinions in matters of Christian freedom, not to pass judgment on others, and to avoid motives for disunity. The aim of whatever we do and say in a Christian community is not to please ourselves, but the aim is to bring glory to God. St. Paul continues to develop the importance of fostering unity by accepting differences and supporting each other. In his letter to the Romans, chapter 14, verses 13 to 23, Paul writes,
"Therefore, let us not pass judgment on one another any longer, but rather decide never to put a stumbling block or hindrance in the way of a brother. I know, and I am persuaded in the Lord Jesus, that nothing is unclean in itself, but it is unclean for anyone who thinks it unclean. For if your brother is grieved by what you eat, you are no longer walking in love. By what you eat, do not destroy the one for whom Christ died. So do not let what you regard as good be spoken of as evil. For the kingdom of God is not a matter of eating and drinking, but of righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. Whoever thus serves Christ is acceptable to God and approved by men. So then, let us pursue what makes for peace and for mutual upbuilding. Do not, for the sake of food, destroy the work of God. Everything is indeed clean, but it is wrong for anyone to make another stumble by what he eats. It is good not to eat meat or drink wine or do anything that causes your brother to stumble. The faith that you have, keep between yourself and God. Blessed is the one who has no reason to pass judgment on himself for what he approves. But whoever has doubts is condemned if he eats, because the eating is not from faith. For whatever does not proceed from faith is sin.
It has been mentioned earlier in this study that the readers of Paul's letter were of Gentile and Jewish background, which could stir up different views on certain aspects of the Christian life. Since in Old Testament times a series of restrictions had been given to the Jews as far as food consumption is concerned, there were different opinions in the Christian community how to deal with this matter, whether observances regarding certain foods should be continued or not. Paul said previously that these are matters of Christian freedom, that is, no one should be forced to give them up, and no one should be forced to continue practicing them. Differences of opinion shall be accepted, and mutual support shall be given, so that each believer may feel guiltless in living out the Christian faith.
It sounds quite easy in theory, but in reality it's not.
Yes, that's true. Passing judgment on others comes easily in the way. Passing on judgment goes like this. I'm right, you are wrong. I'm superior to you, and you better make changes in your life to level up with me. Passing on judgment also goes like this. I'm free to do as I want, and it doesn't matter anything to you. This kind of reasoning and this kind of approach may cause offense to the faith of others. Paul says, decide never to put a stumbling block or hindrance in the way of a brother. Christian freedom may fully entitle me to say certain things, to dress in a certain way, or to behave in a certain manner. However, if any of these things give offense or cause somebody else to sin, I must avoid them. I may have the freedom to move about in certain ways, but I must consider how this could affect others. It is wrong for anyone to make another stumble by what he says or does. Instead of causing others to stumble, Christian freedom sees through the glasses of love. Love your neighbor as you love yourself. Love avoids anything that can destroy the faith of the neighbor. Christian freedom is not simply freedom from regulations, but freedom given for a purpose, freedom to serve others in love. As a result, love gives support to the neighbor's faith and aims to build him up.
From what has been said, the conclusion is that love is the key.
Precisely. Love takes into account not only different opinions in matters of Christian freedom, but also and especially different strength in faith. Listen to what St. Paul writes in his letter to the Romans, chapter 15, verses 1 to 7.
We who are strong have an obligation to bear with the failings of the weak and not to please ourselves. Let each of us please his neighbor for his good, to build him up. For Christ did not please himself, but as it is written, the reproaches of those who reproached you fell on me. For whatever was written in former days was written for our instruction, that through endurance and through the encouragement of the Scriptures we might have hope. May the God of endurance and encouragement grant you to live in such harmony with one another, in accord with Christ Jesus, that together you may with one voice glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, welcome one another as Christ has welcomed you, for the glory of God.
We who are strong have an obligation to bear with the failings of the weak, says the apostle. Earlier in chapter 14, verse 1, Paul said, "As for the one who is weak in faith, welcome him." Physical strength varies from one person to another. Likewise, faith varies from one Christian to another. Some are weak in faith and others are strong. Some may have come to faith recently and are in the very beginning of the process of building up, while others may be in faith for many years and have had opportunity to mature. There is no device to measuring the strength of faith, neither should there be such a thing. Besides, it is no one's business to go about and classify Christians in categories, placing the strong in faith at the top of the list and the weak in faith at the bottom.
Again, love is the essential ingredient for mutual acceptance and to maintain unity.
It is. What St. Paul is saying is that Christian love takes into account that there are people strong in faith and people weak in faith. These differences become evident as Christians live together in community, and these differences may create tensions. Therefore, mutual acceptance, mutual understanding, and mutual support are needed. Living in Christian community does not aim to please ourselves, but, as the Apostle says, let each of us please his neighbor for his good, to build him up. To do so, we find inspiration and power in the example of Christ. For Christ did not please himself, but came to serve in love even those who rejected him. Holy Scriptures bring Christ to us, and he gives us endurance and encouragement to support each other, to live in harmony, to welcome one another, so that our life may bring honor to God and glorify our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you for listening to Lutheran Radio UK. My name is Arno Bessel. I'm pastor of St. Peter's Lutheran Church in Plymouth. To find out more about the Lutheran Church in Plymouth, go to stpeterslutherans.co.uk. Welcome to our Sunday services at 11 a.m. and our Bible studies on Wednesday at 7 p.m. To find the nearest Lutheran congregation to you, go to lutheran.co.uk. Locate on the website directory, and there you will find a list of the congregations. We will be back at the same time next week to continue reflecting on love letters. We hope you will join us to study the theme, Inclusion, Christ for All People. Should you have any questions or comments on our studies of love letters, please write an email to info@lutheranradio.co.uk. Note also that a podcast of our studies is available for download. All you need to do is to go to lutheranradio.co.uk, find podcasts, and select love letters. Please stay tuned into Lutheran Radio UK and enjoy the next program. God bless and keep you.
Thank you for listening to Lutheran Radio UK. Check our program times online at lutheranradio.co.uk
and stay tuned.
All of our programs are broadcast on Greenwich Mean Time. Look up our website for the times in your region.